cold. Oh, thank goddess you got the fire going. Great job, sweetie. Well, you were right. Not only is the car almost buried, but I can't see the road anymore under the snow. It's crazy out there. I don't know how your grandpa is going to drive here through all of that. I've never seen it so bad. I hope they're managing okay. Yeah, I don't like the idea of them driving right now either. It's really not safe out there. He told me there was going to be some snow, but I can't imagine he knew it was going to be this bad. I mean, with how fast it's coming down, another couple of hours and I doubt we'll even be able to open the front door. Hold on, it's Grandma. Oh, please be okay. Oh dear. Well, at least they're safe. Huh? Oh, sorry, sweetie. It's just like we thought. It's too bad out there for everyone to make it up the mountain. So your grandma said they're going to wait it out in a motel in town and try to make it here tomorrow, which I think is a smart idea. I just means that it's going to be just the two of us tonight, though. Hey, don't make that face. I know you were excited to see everyone. And being stuck alone with your mom in a freezing cold cabin probably isn't your idea of a fun way to spend our vacation. But at least everyone's safe. It's only for one night. I'm sure we can manage. And then tomorrow, we'll all be together. Aw, it's okay, sweetie. I know I'm disappointed too. Ah, goddess. I really chose the wrong coat to bring on this trip. I mean, it usually keeps pretty warm, and I thought it'd be good enough, but it's just not waterproof at all. And now it's totally soaked through with the snow. Even my clothes underneath are soaked. I was only outside for a few minutes. I know, you're right. This is bad. I can't stay like this. I've gotta warm up fast. Oh, got my bag with all the clothes and got soaked too. I've got nothing to change into. What am I gonna do? Sitting by the fire isn't going to do me any good if I'm in wet clothes. And it's gonna be in hours before the actual heating is up to temperature. Remember that huge blanket your grandma made? The one we used to throw over the whole family on the couch in the evenings? Can you go grab it out of the cabinet there, please? Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, sweetie. Okay, now you're probably gonna think this is awkward, but I'm gonna have to take all my wet clothes off, which is pretty much everything. So, my plan is that you face the other way while I undress, and once I've got everything off, I'll wrap myself in the blanket, and then all you'll be able to see is my head, and I'll be nice and warm. Well, turn around then, silly! Thank you. Won't be a minute. No peeking over there, young man. I know you wouldn't. I'm just teasing you, sweetie. Okay, all done. Thank you for waiting, honey. Goddess. It's nice to be out of these clothes, but I didn't realize the blanket was gonna be this cold as well. I guess there's been no one staying up here during the winter, so the whole place is just cold through and through. Sweetie, I know this is probably the last thing you want to hear, but if I open up the blanket, could you get in here with me and help me warm up? No, I know you don't want to cuddle me while I'm in my underwear, but we don't really have a lot of other options. I could be in trouble if I don't warm up soon. Oh my goddess, really? It isn't going to kill you to just see my bra and panties for 3 seconds that the blanket is going to be open. It's not like I'm actually naked under here. If you're really that bothered, just sit on the floor by the fire and close your eyes. And I'll shimmy up next to you and put the blanket over both of us. Thank you. There. Was that so bad? Wait. Why are you wet? You didn't say your clothes were wet too. Where are your spare clothes? What do you mean you didn't bring them out of your car yet? The car's probably under 4 feet of snow by now. And it's still coming down. We can't get them now. Oh, for God's sake. I thought I raised you to be smarter than this. Well, I'm not having my only son freeze to death right in front of me. So you better take off all your wet clothes right now, young man. No, this isn't a discussion. I don't care if it's awkward or weird. Take those clothes off right now. If you think you can manage to do it under the blanket, then fine, do that. Well, if you didn't want to be almost naked with your mom, then you shouldn't have left all your clothes back in the car when you came in. Now get on with it! Honestly, men sometimes. Alright. Good. See? I can feel your skin is as cold as ice. I can't believe you're just going to sit there in these soaking wet clothes and not say anything. Okay now. Cuddle up to me properly. Put your arm around me. That'll get us warmer faster. There we go. We've just got to sit like this by the fire for a while until we're warm and dry. If I could actually feel my fingers and toes, this would actually be kind of nice, you know? Well, we never really cuddle anymore since you've grown up, you know. Makes me sad sometimes, but I know you had to grow out of it one day. I just don't get a lot of affection since your dad left. So being close with you like this is, it's nice. What do you mean you don't feel right hugging me these days? What does that mean? Sweetie, come on. It's just us here. Please tell me what you mean. I see. No. Don't go. It's okay. I'm not upset. Please, sweetie. It's still so cold. Please just stay and sit with me. It's okay. But is that actually the reason you don't hug me anymore? Just because you find me attractive? Sorry, I know this has to be awkward, especially given how we're set right now. I'm just really surprised as all. Well, no, actually, I'm not entirely surprised by that. It's more common than you probably think. Yeah, really. I promise I'm not just saying that to make you feel better. You remember Miss Anders from the next street that I'm friends with? Well, a few months ago, she told me she found her underwear in her son's room on multiple occasions. I know! And get this. She said she's noticed him peeping on her changing too. I know, isn't that crazy? Gosh, at least he had the decency to turn around for me earlier. You've never peeped on me, have you? I'm not sure I believe you. What was it I was surprised about? Oh well, you know, Miss Anderson's in really great shape and just so pretty at her age, so, like, in a way can almost understand her son feeling the way he does. Me too? I'm not like that. I'm not running around the block 50 times eating a clinically formulated breakfast and then pasting over my face with makeup every morning. I'm just a regular mom, not a... What's the word you boys use these days? A MILF? Honestly, though, I don't even know where she gets the time and energy. Oh, sweetie! I might not be upset, but I'm not really sure I'm comfortable with you saying I'm hot. But I do appreciate you trying to compliment me and make me feel better. But also, what do you find hot about me? Oh, my. You know, I had a feeling you were going to say my boobs. Your dad always liked them too. It would have been nice if that wasn't the first thing that popped into your head, though. No, it's okay, sweetie. It's kinda weird talking about this stuff with you while you're sitting here, basically naked, and you've got your arm around me. You must be loving this, right? Oh, I'm just teasing you, sweetie. I don't think it's that big of a deal. And even if this is a little weird to talk about, I'm loving being this close with you and having you open up to me. I feel like it's been so long since we've had a real conversation with each other. I just never thought these would be the things we'd be discussing. You must feel better being able to get that out and stop having to hide it from me, though. Good. I don't want us to have any secrets. Now, come on. I can feel that you're still a little cold. Hold me tight. I know you want to, really. There. Much better. My big, strong man. I can hear your heart beating real fast. It's kind of sweet that you're so excited cuddling me. And maybe a little flattering. Hey, it's fine. If that little bit of excitement warms us up faster, then I'm all for it. Well, no, I don't really mind if you're feeling a little excited right now. It's fine. What are you doing with that hand back there? Are you gonna rub my back to warm me up? Because I'd love that. Oh, jeez! I forgot your hands were gonna be cold. I hope they warm up fast. Oh, what? My bra? That might be a little too much excitement, you know? Someone got confident all of a sudden. Oh, my goddess. Your fingers are still really cold. Oh, saints, baby. Stop. Jeez. Where did that come from? One minute you're squirming from just being next to me, and the next you're unhooking my bra and groping me like it's nothing. Well, yeah. It was a little exciting. And I do feel a lot warmer all of a sudden. But you could at least ask me first. You can't just start grabbing at your own mother's breasts. And I'm not stupid, you know? We were literally talking about your feelings towards me not 5 minutes ago. And now you're making excuses to touch me, as if I can't put those two things together. I know it's not just to warm us up, mister. Goddess, we're both still so cold, though. Whatever, you can put your hand back. Just don't get carried away, okay? And maybe ask next time. What? No, there's not gonna be a next time. That's not what I meant. I just... Look, I'm only saying you can keep going because it's helping us warm up, okay? Jeez. Yeah. That's fine. Okay, so tomorrow we'll need to dig our way into the car and get the clothes before everyone else shows up. Maybe there's some shovels somewhere. And then we'll be able to I told you not to get carried away. I can't believe you just kissed me. Doesn't matter if I liked it. It's wrong. You kiss like your dad used to. Okay, you can keep going. Just for tonight. Maybe you can get it out of your system. You're not wasting any time, are you? You've put your hand straight down my panties. And here I thought you were enjoying touching my boobs. No, you enjoyed it, silly. I was teasing you. That feels nice. I'm glad your hands are starting to warm up. Though I guess we can't use that as an excuse now. I think a new excuse can be I've been lonely since your dad left. How's that? Yeah, I guess now I'm the one making excuses. Sweetie, could you do something for me? Would you mind going under the blanket and warming me up down there with your mouth? I had a feeling you'd say yes. Okay, hang on a second. There we go. One pair of mommy's panties. I bet Miss Anderson wishes she'd just give them to him like this. Okay. Down you go, young man.
Okay, sweetie. Just start one over here.
Is absolutely covered. Let me take care of that. There. All better, mister. Oh, hey. I need to take your boxes off. Sneaky. Oh, wow. Looks nice and hard. Hey. What do you think you're doing?
Oh, no. No. Too far. Can't put it inside me. No. Because that's too much. This has really been nice, but I can't do that.
Hey, I went to college. I'm not stupid. And what's going to happen if you keep rubbing that thing up against me? Don't even try the old just the tip routine on me. Okay, I can keep sliding it against my clit for a bit. But that's all, okay? Can't really have sex. Okay, yes, it feels nice for me. And I know having sex with you would feel amazing, but I just can't. It's all been too much already. You're my son. Oh, fuck, this is driving me insane. Of course I want it, but we still can't. A condom? Why do we even have a condom on a family vacation? It's just always got one in your wallet, huh? Better safe than sorry, I guess. Okay, fuck it. Grab it before I change my mind. Oh, goddess. What are we doing? Just because I have a condom doesn't make this not messed up. We're still mother and son, you know? No. No, I don't want you to stop. I just... Let's hurry up and put it on already. I feel stupid asking this while you're throbbing and rubbing it against me. But are you sure you want this? Okay, baby. I love you.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, really inside me, sweetie. I know. It's okay. It already got me really wet from going down on me. Just give it to me. No! Oh, goddess, yes, baby. I love you. I don't care if people think this is wrong. How can I hold love being so close to my sweet boy? Is this all you thought about? Are you started finding me attractive? Is this how you imagined me, sweetie? You know, your dad always told me that one day he'd make love to me by this fireplace, and always loved the thought, but it never happened before he left us. How crazy is that? You're the one I'm living all that fantasy with. It's so romantic. Oh my gosh. I can still taste myself when I kiss you. That's so much help. I can taste my pussy on my son's tongue. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Does it feel good for you too, baby? Oh, just your mother's pussy. Feel good. Oh, believe me. We'll feel better without a condom. But we really can't, baby. I'm ovulating. I can't risk you getting me pregnant. It still feels good though, right? Yeah, don't worry about the condom. Just feel good with me. Oh my goddess. Oh, I'm bad, Mrs. Anderson's son. Thinks of doing this with her. When she has her panties. What a pervert that boy is. Only a pervert would want to have sex with their own mother, right? Oh, yeah. You must be a pervert too. I think I'll just find a new favorite way to embarrass you. You're right. Only a pervert of a mother would enjoy getting fucked by her own son. So I must be a pervert too. I'm a pervert because I fucking love having my son's cock inside me. I'm definitely feeling warmed up now. I can feel it through the condom. You're getting close, aren't you? Are you gonna come for mommy? Oh, fuck. I'm getting close too. Please keep going, baby. And mommy come too, sweetie. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Here it comes, baby. You're making mommy. Was amazing. Even with the condom, you made me feel so good. I love you, sweetie. Mwah. Mwah. I love you. Huh? I didn't finish? But you were so close before. Well, that won't do at all.
They made me feel so good. Come on, take this stupid condom off. I'm gonna finish it with my mouth. Yes, I'm sure. Just let it go when you're ready, sweetie. After how good you made me feel, Mommy's gonna swallow all your cum. Yes. I'm hiding close again. Come on. Give it to me. Give me lots of cum. Yummy. That felt good, didn't it? I know it did. You were like a hose going off in my mouth. Kissing your own mother after she's swallowed your cum. We really are perverts, aren't we? Okay. That was amazing, but I hope maybe that's gotten it a little out of your system. I really shouldn't have done that. And I'm sorry to tell you, I don't plan on it happening again. Yes, of course I loved it, sweetie. It was wonderful, but it was still wrong in so many ways. Don't be upset about it. Just be glad we got to do it together. It'll be a special memory shared between just the two of us. But once the rest of the family gets here, and once we go home, things are back to normal. We're just mother and son again. Hey, I won't mind if we cuddle more often, though. If you still want to be close physically. Just maybe with clothes on from now on. Sweetie, I love you too. Hey, you know what just popped into my head? I think something actually is going on between Miss Anderson and her son. Well, when I bumped into her the other day, she said they're really gotten a lot closer since his dad started working night shifts. And I asked her if she still finds her underwear in her son's room sometimes. She suddenly got all flustered and embarrassed and just said she takes care of it. I mean, I thought nothing of it at the time, but after what we just did, maybe there really is something naughty going on there. Yeah, I'm gonna be more nosy next time I see her or pass her house. Now come on, let's just cuddle by the fire for a bit. There we go. This is perfect. Huh? Must be Grandma again. Oh, no. What are we gonna do? Your grandma just messaged me saying there's been an avalanche on the road and it's going to be days before they can make it up here. Maybe more than a week. I mean, we've got plenty of food stocked up, but there's nothing else here. What are we supposed to do for that long, just the two of us, sweetie? Well, what's the look for? Why are you looking at me like that? Hi! So this Elnia here, just quickly chiming in, letting you all know that whatever it is you're into, whatever it is that turns you on, whatever your kink, whatever your fancy, keep it in the realm of fantasy or keep it safe, sane, and consensual, and you are a-okay. There is no shame in healthy, educated kink. Everyone who made this, which is me, and me, was also fully consenting, just in case that wasn't clear. Helps to say it and all that. Mostly I'm chiming in here because, well, apparently stuff from Gone Wild Audio has been appearing in other places. That at least has been said. I have learned this. Someone has told me. I do not know if that is factual, but it does seem to be the case. So if you are in other places and not Reddit Gone Wild Audio, be there. It's Reddit Gone Wild Audio Service Elnia. Or it's my personal fansly. One of the two. All my stuff is in one of those places, and it probably has more of it than wherever you currently are, if it's not already one of these places. So, yeah, be there. Go there. That's where I am. You know, support your artists. This isn't necessarily supposed to be me digging for money. It's just a case of, hey, if you like my stuff, enjoy my stuff. Anyway, that's all. Bye! Goddess Plus Your Steps?